The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
Morning, John.
Nice to see you, Otto.
Nice to be here.
Before we go to our first guest, you had something else you wanted to say?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I always like to bring everybody up to date on what Project Independence is. And it's the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. Mm. And that is brought about, first of all, through 311. That's the most important thing anybody has to remember. You call 311, and basically any question you have will be answered. We have partnerships all over the county, but specifically in the town. We have free transportation for shopping twice a week. We have discounted transportation for medical visits. We have social work services. We have mind games. We have exercise classes. During the course of the week, there has to be at least 5 or 6 programs going on daily. And it behooves everybody to go see them. Project Independence, I think so far this year, has gotten, I think it's 50,000 calls have come in. Oh. I'll check it later. Through 311. And that's social work. I mean, the social work will go to your house and sit down and work things out with you, whatever you need. So it's very, very important. And this radio show is part of it. TV show is part of it. I mean, it really is. It's a model to be emulated all over the country.
You know, I'll just give you a quick example.
Okay.
Several friends of mine over the last month have had needs to contact Project Independence.
Okay.
And in several cases, what it had to do with was guidance for community Medicaid. So it's not that they do a lot of things themselves. They provide guidance to help you through the system and help you work your way, like community Medicaid as an example.
Which is a nightmare,
trying to figure it out. If you don't know what you're doing, it's very cumbersome. So that type of thing is also a big value to people who maybe can't afford to stay in their own home.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up one statistic. As of like a couple of weeks ago, it was 235,000 taxi rides have been done through the town.
So you were only off by about 100.
No, that was the calls. No, the calls. The calls. I'm talking about the calls, but this is taxi rides, which is still amazing. Guess what? You just make up the numbers as you go along. Now we're going to get to our first guest, who is Dr. Monica Bennett. And Monica is a naturopathic doctor and a life success consultant. She's an author. She's a speaker. She does programs. I think the most important thing at this point is just to turn it over and say, welcome.
Thank you.
And first, what I always like to do is, how did you get involved in this? Not what you're doing currently. Mm. What was the journey to get you here?
Well, that's a great question. And it's always a journey. Wherever we're going, it's a journey. I had a horticultural business for 22 years, and I loved working with the soil and the elements and the plants. And actually, all my clientele was around this area in Manhattan. And I had a long commute. I was living all the way out east, and I would take out audiobooks to listen to while I was driving. And all about self-improvement, mindset training, Andrew Carnegie, Brian Tracy, the seven habits of successful people, anything.
Covey.
And I was just amazed at all these books. They were just feeding my mind and my soul, and I really enjoyed it. And I saw that how people were, when I was working with plants, I deal with people too, and people were always talking to me and confiding with me that they're not feeling well, and I always was into herbs and vitamins and good, healthy lifestyle, so I would always give advice. And I went back to school for naturopathy and became a doctor, got my degree, and then I realized, I interned with a naturopath, and I realized that she actually got breast cancer and got sick and eventually passed from it, but she went the allopathic route, the conventional route, because she got scared. She got scared that whatever she was teaching really wasn't working, so I saw that it was a mindset training. So I went back to school again and to get certified as a life coach.
Okay.
Because it's your belief system that really changes how you feel about your health, your well-being, and everything that you do in life. Your self-esteem, your well-being, everything is a mindset. and your belief system. So I study the conscious mind, the unconscious mind, and how to move forward and have the best life you can possibly have at any age.
That's the way to happen. Honestly, I mean, it just, you know, it wasn't
evolved.
Forced. It evolved.
Evolved. That's and that's how I think it was. It was just a natural projection that took me into this direction.
Okay. Naturopathy. Just explain that. I mean, you know,
it's
the concept I understand, but just...
It's modalities of natural healing, whether it's vitamins, looking what vitamins your body may need, taking a urine test, an analysis, looking what foods you might be allergic to, its diet, its lifestyle, its vitamins, its minerals, its water therapy, it could be de-stress programs, any modality that is not allopathic, which means conventional medicine, as far as the high chemotherapy, radiation,
right, okay.
Pills. There's another alternative for all that.
But you can still do naturopathy with.
You can do
you're
combination.
Supposed to make a choice.
Yeah. You can do integrative medicine.
Okay.
There's probably a fine line when you reach the end of that as an opportunity, and you have to go into the stuff you really don't want to go into. Like
it's
surgery or whatever.
Well, surgery is could be different. It might be something that you might need surgery, a removal of a tumor if it's benign.
Right.
If it has metastasized, then I believe an individual has a choice. Which direction do they want to go in? It's a belief system. If you believe that the chemotherapy and the radiation is going to help, then by all means take that route if that's your strong belief system. If your belief is that that's not the avenue I want to take, I would rather prefer taking an avenue of looking at what I'm eating, how I'm living my life, what stresses do I have, what is the triggers, and really going deep into that, then that's the avenue I believe you need to take. I'm not against allopathic medicine. The first place I want to be is in a hospital if I'm in a car accident. They have amazing technology to help you through a lot of trauma. However, for acute and chronic conditions, it's not showing that that's the best avenue to go in. That lifestyle, what we're eating today, the foods have been so altered and tainted and changed that we really need to look at what are we putting into our bodies. And what is our belief system, our stresses, the negativity that we're constantly feeding ourselves and that is feeding us from the outside.
Well, I'm a believer in what you're talking about. I look back in my life, and I was in my teens, and I read Dale Carnegie. He had one book, I think it was How to Stop Worrying and Start Living. Mm-hmm. And then Norman Vincent Peale was another guy, The Power of Positive
Thinking.
And I was in sales pretty much all my life, and we always had things like Covey and whatnot. So I'm a believer that attitude and your belief in how you handle things are critical. However, there are a lot of people that have a problem with that. You know, they don't buy in on it, or they just can't. You know, like you said, stresses that you have, a lot of the stresses you make.
That's correct.
You don't really have them. You know, that it's not like somebody says, oh, that's a stress.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a stress because I'm making it a stress.
That's correct. It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's a choice. The greatest gift we have is the ability to choose at any moment a new thought.
Yeah. But I'm very interested in the type of thing you're involved with because it's, I think your mind is all you have. You know, what else is there? I mean,
exactly.
That's the equipment that you
right.
work with. And how you look at things is...
Yeah.
Tough, but there are some people you can talk to them forever, and I don't think you're going to change
some people. That would be a question I have, which is an interesting one.
Right.
And I'm agreeing with what both of you are saying, but obviously a person would come to Monica once they have some sort of a wake-up. I don't think you wake a person up to this. This has to be your own self saying, there's got to be a better way. How do I look into it?
That's a great point. Most people, I say today, we're not in healthcare, we're in crisis care.
Okay.
As you just said, until there is that crisis, then people say, how did this happen? Well, look at you, what you've been eating. Look at what you've been thinking. Look at what you've been doing. Look at your actions. Look at your reactions to life.
Right.
It doesn't happen overnight. A heart attack just doesn't happen usually. It happens because your body's always trying to go back to homeostasis. It's trying to correct itself at all times. It's trying to reevaluate, trying to find its balance at all time. But there comes a point where it just is not able to do that anymore, and it says enough, and it gives out on you. And that's what happens in a crisis, whether it's a stress, and you just have a complete meltdown, a burnout, which is happening more and more in people's lives. I mean, 42% of the American population is on an antidepressant.
That I knew.
42%.
Because it's the number one pill that's being thrown into the water.
Oof.
And that's not good.
No.
Because I've known people who were on the pill, and then they got off the pill, and they were worse than they ever were
exactly.
before that.
Exactly.
You know, there's no magic potion involved here, I don't think. But, you know, one of the questions I had for you is, our audience is seniors. You know, we got 43 people that listen, and they're all seniors.
That's great.
So, you know, the bottom line is, one of the things you talk about is goals, you know, goals and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think as people get older, sometimes it's more difficult for them to establish goals because maybe you're not working anymore. You really don't know what you want to do. You got any ideas for how people might
Absolutely.
Go about thinking through the process of setting up goals and purposes? Why are you here?
I love that. Well, I'm 61 years old, so I'm considered a senior, I think, or
well, you could. You actually, Project Independence is 60 and over, so
you can get a free cab
Yay!
Home.
Welcome to Project Independence.
So I fit right in, and it's thriving in your third act. Unfortunately, our society is so youth-oriented
mm-hmm.
that we shun our elderly and put them aside into nursing homes, old age homes, senior assistant living. And I believe we need our seniors. We have stories. We have wisdom. We have power. We have so much to offer and give to get out there. Participate. We need your voice more than ever today. We're at a place where technology is overtaking humanity.
Mm-hmm.
And unless we bring that humanity back, we're on a slippery slope going down really fast. And in every front, the world's in crisis. In every front, environmentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, educationally, every front has a huge problem that we're facing. And by excluding the seniors, the people who are aging, we're disconnected. We need to integrate our seniors back in society. We need to give them a voice. We need to speak up, stand up, participate as much as possible as far as goals. Find something you're passionate about, whatever it is, whatever you liked doing when you were in your 20s, 30s, when you were 7 years old. Rekindle that flame. Nurture your nature. Get back into movements. Movement, I'm a big believer in getting the motion back in your body. We've got to get physical again. It's critical to mental health. And again, what we're eating is very important. Get off the sugars as much as possible because that destroys the neural pathways in the brain, and it will cause a foggy brain and indigestion, all kinds of stomach issues. As we get older, it's very sensitive, our gut, and our gut health is so important. We have more neural pathways in our gut than we do in our brain. So get back out there. Do something. Participate in any which way you can. Write. Start writing. Start creating a legacy for your children, your grandchildren. Let them film you. Do anything to participate. We need the seniors' voice more than ever today.
I agree.
I'd agree also, but you know what? We're going to take a break right now. We're talking with Dr. Bennett on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.